Paddy Power and the Football Show. The greatest football partnership since Shearer and Owen.
So it was a good night for the Republic of Ireland women's team at Tallaght Stadium last night. A 3-2 victory over Ukraine, but it was a stressful enough evening at the same time. Ireland led 2-0, allowed Ukraine back into it with two goals just before half-time, but Ireland struck late to win it. Let's hear from the new Irish boss, Vera Powell, what she had to say at the break.
Because, of course, they came in the dressing room angry and not to the players with mistakes, but that they were giving it away. So indeed, calm them down and we just repeated what we've done this week, what were the points that we agreed, restructure, reorganize, get the lines closed, get that four block working. And that helped, I think. The second half, we were the better team again. We were in control. But of course, 3-2 down, they played four up, then they played five up. That means that you need to have five back. That was organized, but that also means that there's no players anymore to play. So the long balls gave us a lot of pressure.
Ireland defender Louise Quinn is on the line with us. Evening, Louise.
Hi, Nathan. How's it going?
Very well. You made tough work of it in the end.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we definitely made it exciting for you guys. But as Vera was saying, we were in control of the situation. I think, you know, and we were really disappointed coming in at halftime, or just frustrated. Just, you know, going up 2-0 against a second seed is massive, and just to kind of concede the goals on our own mistakes was just very frustrating. And that happens, you know, what happened to, you know, Marie for the first goal. Absolutely happens, but then we needed a better reaction, and that's what we were saying. It was, you know, it was our own doing that we kind of let that come on. But, you know, and that's they're the pressure situation we need to put ourselves in and get used to that. You know, if we take the lead, we need to know how to control it, and take on that pressure.
Yeah, it's obviously a brilliant position, as you say, against the second seeds to put yourself 2-0 up. The whole place is absolutely hopping. To go in then at the break level, did you put that down to, was it simply just poor defensive mistakes and poor goalkeeping mistakes? Or did you notice when you went 2-0 up that maybe there was a collective lapse in concentration?
No, I think just, unfortunately, it was just kind of that moment that, you know, that led to the first goal. And then we just kind of started to panic. And I think maybe we needed to actually organise that set piece a bit better as well. So I just think, it wasn't even, you know, kind of what happened in the first situation. It was actually our own marking. So by the time actually, you know, fair enough, if Marie, you know, mishandled the ball, but there was two players then free that were able to, you know, either one of them were going to be able to, you know, to put it in the net. And, you know, so we've all got to look at ourselves there. But that was it. We just came into the dressing room and we're like, this is still completely our game. We are in control of this game. We just need to stop making mistakes. We'll definitely score another. And it stayed tight with the 3-2. I thought we, you know, probably definitely deserved another goal just to kind of clean it off. But, you know, we're just delighted for the 3 points there now and know now what we need to work on more.
What's Vera like, Louise, in terms of, you know, the dressing room at halftime? Because she spoke well after the game, I thought, in terms of there was no, like, blame game or anything. It was like, you know, we're a work in progress. And she spoke very positively also, like, of a lot of faith in these players in terms of their quality. But she seems to inculcate a little bit of calmness kind of and confidence in you guys.
Yeah, exactly. That was it. She was as calm as anything. And I think that's as well. She's really put that across to us this week. In general. So yeah, we came in frustrated, but it was actually, we just made the points ourselves. We were like, calm down, just get our structure back. Remember what, you know, Vera and Eileen told us. And then we just came in and said the same thing. She was like, it was our own doing, not even, you know, the mistake, just the concentration. And she was like, just...
I'd heard it.
Just get up there and start how we started the second half as we did the first.
Yeah, and when a new manager comes in and there is that sort of bounce in the second half, it's easy to give the manager credit, and clearly she does deserve a lot of credit. But I've heard it said as well that, like, you found yourselves in that position a few times, and maybe there was a different type of character in that second half performance that wasn't there over the last few years. You've been around with this group. Have you noticed that a maturing of the group this time around in this camp, that there's a sense that something special might happen, that there's a different type of character, a different type of backbone to the team at the moment?
Yeah, and I just think it just comes down to the experience of either playing in those games at club level or at international level. And that's the thing, so many of the girls are getting themselves out there and getting into professional environments, and it's then being, you know, being used to those environments. So you can really kind of feel feel the want to qualify so much. That determination. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves, we don't want to, you know, think too far ahead, but we know we've now put ourselves in a really great situation, and we've got to keep that rolling, keep it going. And that's the thing, yeah, atmosphere and camp has been brilliant this week, and I just think how it was all handled. Yeah, we went into it confidence, and that showed, especially in the first half, and then it shows a little bit of our, you know, a bit of our inexperience and the pressure, obviously, in those moments. But then again, to claw back, you know, like classic Irish team, just fighting hard again, but, you know, with that quality and with a game plan.
And there must be a real confidence as well in the attacking power of this team, in its ability to score goals. Like the first goal scored by Katie McCabe was a wonderful team goal, and the way Rihanna Jarrett played, the way Denise O'Sullivan played, the way they took their goals, there's a sense, I guess, that isn't, even if things don't go against you at times, there's enough creative talent there to get you out of a hole.
And that's the modern team as well, Louise, that it's not one player. You have to have loads of attacking threats, obviously, like those three.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, you see, you know, Casey, Denise, Rihanna there, Leanne coming on as a sub, like even to have these players as subs now, to kind of have to have that bit of a bench. And you just look at that, and, you know, as especially us now as defenders, you're taking your 50, you want to be able to pass it to, you know, they want the ball, they want to play in between the line, you know, they're able to either score a goal themselves or assist a goal. And yeah, listen, Rihanna Jarrett last night was absolutely tough. She's worked so hard where she is to be right now, and to get her first international goal, to get an assist, to absolutely just cause Ukraine's backline havoc. I just thought she was brilliant.
Were you disappointed with the crowds, or kind of very happy with it? Because I guess you're kind of expecting a full house, then it's not a full house for various reasons. But I guess it was a record crowd, I think, if nothing else. And are you looking at a glass half full or kind of glass half empty?
No, we were definitely still, you know, absolutely thrilled for that as well. It was, yeah, there seemed to be kind of whatever way it was going on. I think it's a season ticket holder sort of issue. So I think it's just something that needs to be sorted out. And I'm sure it absolutely will, because the demand was crazy. And I know a lot of people that then, you know, didn't even try to then get tickets because it was told it was sold out. And I think that almost they were disappointed. They were still watching it on the TV, but seeing like, you know, there's plenty of space there. So, yeah, logistics-wise, we'll get that sorted. But, you know, the 5,328 that we had there were incredible. And you could hear it from the anthem. You know, that's one of the best kind of anthems I've heard around, where you can actually hear it. And that absolutely, you know, you could see in our goals as well, and we wanted to celebrate with, you know, as many people as we could as well. So it was it was class. They were amazing.
The line isn't great actually there, Louise. What we might do is hang up for a second and we'll get you back on the phone and continue this in just a moment. So the situation in the group, Johnny, is that Germany, who got to the quarterfinals of the World Cup.
Germans look okay.
10-0, 8-0, yeah. 5-0 in their game so far. So even Vera Powell was very honest, going, our hope is that if it comes down to goal difference, we can keep it a bit tighter than some of the other teams did against Germany.
I think you have to be more positive than that, though, as well. Like, you know, you got to believe, if she has the belief in her players, don't go out there in any way thinking we're going to try to keep the score down. Let's actually try to.
No, but you have to be realistic and not be naive. So if you go out thinking, let's take these on, you could end up getting beaten 7 or 8 nil. Whereas actually, if you go, do you know what? Let's just keep this tight. Ultimately, we'll get the end result, which is qualification. Let's think, hear what the players have to say, which is more importantly. Louise, you might have just been overhearing our conversation about what the attitude should be when you have to play Germany, who were World Cup quarterfinalists, who've been racking up huge scores. I was making the point that Vera Pauw was very good and very honest, I think, in the way she spoke after the game about how she believed this team could very much qualify, but that those German games, they're without question the quality team in the group. It might come down to goal difference. You want to keep the score tight. Like, they're winning games 10-0, 8-0, 5-0. You never want to go into a game saying we don't want to win this, but do you also have to be realistic?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one thing we always have been. It's one thing where you want to compete, you want to win, but you've got to look at the other teams that you are competing against, and can we get a result out of them? You know, I absolutely think we can. And let that be, if it's a draw, if it's a win, obviously. But they are, you know, top quality team. So our definite realistic shot is second spot. And if that's completely realistic, it's completely in our hands to take that, and that's how we've set ourselves up by winning that game, you know, last night. But we've got to take care of business all around. We've got Greece next month. And that's the thing. You can think that of Germany, but we've just got to go game by game here again and make sure that we put the teams like Montenegro and Greece away, as well as, you know, a second seed like Ukraine, and then go to Germany and then, you know, push on and try win the game, of course. But they are, on paper, they are technically a better team, but that's why football is also amazing. It's 11 players on the day, and
every team has a flaw as well. Every team has a flaw as well. You just have to find the one in the German team.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, we're not playing them for a while. So yeah, they're putting away the goals at the moment. But you know, if we just tidy up those mistakes that were happening last night, it's going to be very, very hard to score against us again.
It's kind of a good thing, though, in a way, that you're making these mistakes and you're winning. So, like, if Ireland win that game 3-0 last night, Louise, maybe mask over a few little things that you need to work on. Like, I think a bit like Ireland beating Scotland in the rugby, it's like, oh, everything's great. But when you make mistakes, you have to go back to the training ground now and say, well, we need to work on set pieces maybe a bit more here and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what showed. It's getting us a little bit more organised, a little bit more set up. Because sometimes we were leaving a player higher because we wanted to get a counter attack on, but maybe that's just not on, and you've got to, you know, reassess that. We'll look at that, and just take responsibility for it.
We spoke quite a bit over the course of the summer, Louise, after Colin Bell departed, and you were quite strong in, it was a time, obviously, and still is, where the FAI are in crisis, and there's a lot of questions about the financial state of the FAI, and a definite concern among those involved in the women's game as to where it would fit in, and would there be a cost-cutting in place when it came to the management team? I know you were very keen on them not rushing into something of going around Europe and looking for the best possible option, and that money really shouldn't be a barrier to getting the best possible person. In Vera Pauw, did they get that in the end?
Well, you know, so far so good. It's just been a really, really enjoyable week. Again, even I'm still learning so much about the game. You know, we have looked over some past games, and some of it is really, clear and obvious where we need to tidy up. And she just really points that out and pointed out really simply. And even as she was saying, you know, in the interview that you did with her earlier, that, you know, it's then a numbers game. They start pushing players forward. Yeah, we have to kind of take some back then as well. But then it leaves some spaces open then for us to quickly, you know, counterattack. And it just makes, she's just really putting it in simple terms for us. You're looking at it, and sometimes it's really, really obvious, but it's just about how you translate that and how you get that across. And yeah, so the work that herself and Eileen have done this week, it's just been really enjoyable, and to get those 3 points and win the way we did was, you know, to me, absolutely the right result. And
is the message, you know, much different from what Colin Bell would have been giving?
Like, it's they both have their different styles. So obviously, in terms of their message, though, it's like, go get out there. You can win this game. We have the talent to win this game, but we've got to make sure that, you know, that we don't make silly mistakes and you know, this, that, and the other. So yeah, it's they have different coaching qualities, and but you know, from what we've seen so far of Vera, it's been a really enjoyable week and just really clear. And you know, we had plan B's and plan C's for, you know, if we were in certain scenarios as well, which I think was really refreshing as well. So yeah, just, you know, it has felt like she's been the manager for a while at the moment. We really all, everyone just clicked straight away. And, you know, and that's even the same with Eileen coming in. You know, she knows every player and has either coached them or just, you know, just knows them through football. So I think then that made it really, really easy for, you know, for people to come in and to make it that kind of relaxed atmosphere.
Just a broader question, you know, coming from a League of Ireland background, the untapped potential of the League of Ireland has been, to me, glaringly obvious for years. It might not be as obvious as the untapped potential of women's sport, which I think is going to absolutely explode. But when we spoke about, you know, your own dealings with the FAI as it was, and the shambolic, you know, things you had to put up with in terms of the stories about, you know, your clothes and all that, and your kits, do you feel that you're being looked after now? Do you think her appointment was a sign that you're being taken seriously? Or is there work that still needs to be done from the governing body, notwithstanding the fact that there's a kind of a leadership vacuum at the moment?
Well, yeah, like, I just think in terms of obviously the quality of coach that they've picked, you know, has been brilliant. And she, you just have to have a look at her CV and her record. She's an absolute quality coach. So they really didn't, you know, hold back on trying to find the best that they could that was there. So there's always ways that, you know, things can be improved, and you know, it's constant as in terms of us from players, and then of course from your association. You know, we want to keep building and doing that. But I, you know, first of all, just the appointment I think that they've made with Vera has been a brilliant one. And then you can see the buzz behind it as well with Eileen being there and really capturing, you know, she has been in that National League for years and has been around. So, you know, I think it really has just been a great mix of bringing in a massively experienced coach and then someone who
local
knows
knowledge.
The league inside out as well.
Yeah.
I know you've had a few injury problems at the start of the season, so it's been maybe a little bit of a struggle to get as much game time as you would want with Arsenal. But the last time you were on with us, I think, was the night of our 20 by 20 roadshow. And that night you were talking about just how excited you were to get back to Arsenal after the Women's World Cup, where there was such a buzz around the England team, and to see if there were any tangible benefits from that for the women's game in Britain. A couple of months on, are you noticing a difference in terms of interest levels, in terms of funding, in terms of how you're treated?
Yeah, I think as well they've started coming into the season, you know, of being the main sponsor being Barclays, and first of all they've started with, you know, creating an app so then that the games can be shown, you know, almost worldwide in so many different countries. So, you know, constantly now I have more people saying that they, you know, that they watch the game or, you know, and congrats on the win. And, you know, it would even surprise me that, you know, they wanted to go and watch it, but it's there. It's completely, completely marketable. And yeah, and now you can see it at our games. The attendances have increased, massively. You know, we're getting near full stadiums. And now obviously as well that for a few games during the year where teams are playing in, you know, in the men's stadium. So we played in the Emirates. There's been a game at the Etihad. We're going to play Tottenham in their new stadium as well. So it's really growing, and it's great to be a part of. You can just see the absolute buzz going around, and then now it's going to be even something huge for England. They're going to play Germany in November in Wembley, and apparently that sold out as well. So the game has just taken off.
You must be crying out to play in Lansdowne Road as well, and to get like a good crowd there, and what that would mean.
Yeah, listen, obviously that's the dream, and you know we've got to start now with ourselves of obviously trying to fill out Tala and to keep building that, and so the momentum has been coming our way, you know, all the time, and we're building and the work that 20 by 20 are doing has just been incredible. You know, I was talking to Sarah Colgan today, and I was just like, you know, thank you for, you know, making that atmosphere for us and helping to make that atmosphere. You know, and then we were able to deliver a good performance on the pitch, which is only going to help, and that's just the way we've got to keep going, and it's just going to keep on improving.
Yeah, you delivered the goods when it mattered. Louise, great stuff as always. Thanks for taking the call. We'll talk to you soon.
Lovely. Talk to you soon, Nathan.
Louise Quinn there after the Republic of Ireland's 3-2 win over Ukraine. Quick break, and then we're talking to Ronan O'Gara.
Paddy Power and the Football Show. The greatest football partnership since Shearer and Owen.